Encore jour. Yeah.
Hey, look at the bloke. See, you know? All in black. The man in black. Now look at the reptilian shit. It's all blue because they are reptilians are at copper bases, a copper base in their blood. Our shit is brown because brown reddish, you know, because we are at iron based blood, ferrum, and this is copper blue or greenish. Well, I'm joking. It looks like there's tissues in it, or yeah, probably ate some. The dog probably ate a pillow or something, but you never know. It's true about the copper base and the iron base. You never know. Well, Templar's hiding in the church, hey, as always. Child molesters hiding in the church. All of them. See, French castle here in... comment ça s'appelle encore ici? Sandokour. Yeah, you can see here, that's Isis, a lion. You know, some more Isis behind the bushes here. Because she's all naked. Where is she? She's hiding, you know, like Eve. Horses, well, horses is okay. Old French car. This castle is from 1400. A lot of Isis and lions. You know, the things we see is Isis and the lions. It's all aristocratic, pharaonic, our masters. In a little place called... Oh! Château de Sandacourt, oui, oui, oui. So this is the name of the place. Yeah. So I'm going to my petrol station. I mean, why would they put lions and Isis? You know, they know it. Get out of here, they know it. So this is another monastery, it's called Flavigny. It's on a mountain here. There's absolutely nothing around it, you know. And it's from the 8th century. So, you know, pharaohs, they sent their wizards and their monks and all the, you know, the wizards, they sent them to us. And then all the kings and the queens, they came after. First they upset our minds with all those, you know, all the black magic, like, you know. Bloody pharaohs. So this is Burgundy again, in Vitaux. They're everywhere, and they don't come from here. Our masters. Let's just have a look at the... So the coat of arms, and on top here as well. Yeah, there it is. Like three lines. And this we saw at the Rothschilds, well, we see that all over. That means welcome, you're welcome. We open up the door, come in. Now we, you know, well, whatever. Now look, three times the crescent moon again here. The symbol of the Ottoman Empire. Just says, you know, from 1687. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. It's a hotel. Look, somebody wanted to build this house a little bit higher. The lookout, you know, so I can see it all. So there's not much to see. So I'm here in the town here with a coat of arms like this, with that holy woman, Saint Odile, an aristocrat, of course, with the Swiss flag two times. Why not only one time? Well, it's two times because this one is from the Knights Templars. Well, actually the Hospitallers, because the Knights Templars, they have a red cross. And this one is Swissy, hey? So this means this is the country, and this is the military order. And they got three ravens around it, just like the Halloween stuff, you know? It's always three. Why are you a raven? Eh? Actually, the nice little family, they were celebrating with their kids and many other children Halloween in a castle, Le Haute Königsburg, and where they have a lot of demons, of course. I hope the children didn't wake up at 3 o'clock in the night. Oh, look, there she is again. I think she lived in the 9th century or something, or the 10th century. I mean, that's the time they all came here, these pharaohs, eh? And all these saints, they were all born in a castle, you know? Because we don't have any saints, eh? Just like Bernard de Clairvaux of the Cistercians. Actually, we could say, you know, the CIA is the Cistercian intelligence agency. You know, because that's where they all come from. The Cistercians, they granted the Knights Templars a place to live, and you know, I'll go around for you. So with the two ravens, this here, like Odin, you know, there he is, Odin. I do a quick one, eh? So you just punch pause. Not a little devil there on the octagon. I don't know what that is. It's the name of the town here. So this is the center of the town, probably, you know, that's everybody passes here. So they put all their wicked stuff here. Yeah, there's a sun hieroglyph, of course. And here, oh man. Oh, they even have a synagogue here. Wow. Loads of cameras. Well, this is Alsatian, of course. I don't know where that is. Some occult stuff here. The world domination. And in an octagon, yeah, why not? Yeah, that's a bank. It says Popular Bank. What does it show? It shows a Swiss cross with an X in the blue war colors and the white colors of the New World Order. So it's the Swiss cross, and the X is a symbol of being anonymous, you know, if you can't put your signature, you put an X. It'd be interesting to count the stripes here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 only. Yeah, so that means they're Swiss, but they're hiding, they're anonymous here. Yeah. Hey, Swissy, know what you're doing? So, you know, this is the Templars' alphabet here, the V's all over. You just look it up in the internet, you know, Templars understand what it means. It's in red and white, of course, here too. You know, Templars, Freemasons. Hey, you see the G? That's the number 7. And the roof has a very special form. I have to think that over, you know, why is it so important, the G? Because they're Freemasons, and they put it everywhere. This company is called, even here is a G. So all you, like all your Freemasons, we're here, you know, come and do your shopping here. It's called Gripple. I don't know. Sounds English or something. American. Oh look, must be English. There's a French pharaonic flag, the European pharaonic flag, and the UK pharaonic flag. I have a feeling they're into armament or something, I don't know. Here, send them a mail here, look. Hello, Gripple. Yeah, why you got a G on that? Now, look at this. Here's the octagon. It looks like a spider's web, a Templar's cross in it. What else do you want to know, eh? And look at this building next to, look at the gate, you know? That's heavy duty, right? Look at that. Look at this one here. Well, that's the enemy. Hello, you're looking at me. Why say you too, eh? Pharaohs. more pharaohs, there's so many, it's everywhere, there are millions of them. Here too. I'm not even going up there anymore, it's all the same. Yeah, like the tourist information, there it is. They always give fantastic maps, it's all for free. It's in this building here. It's a bit creepy, isn't it? Charming. Yeah. You see the Sisters of Isis here, and there are four. Four is the base, it's a concept of four, so that's us. It's our women, the Jus Primi Noctis. If there would have been three, then it's them. It's the side of the pyramid. You get it? The concept of three and four, which is the square and compass. It's all over. So after a while, you know, when I've been filming, now I've been walking so much, so if I want to sleep longer, I always go into a forest. There's nobody, there's no human factor. I'm going in here, I'm going into the forest. I'm going to sleep until 1 or 2 p.m. I'm going to sleep for a long time. I need another light as well. Well, I've got enough, but you know, for the cam, so you can see some more. Now, yeah. Double light. I like this dense forest. Yeah. Now it's going to sleep. I don't know what that is. And then recuperate. Yeah, well, it is a war, you know. And having your night rest is more important than eating. You know, you can still think if you haven't been eating. You know, well, if you walk and all that. If you haven't been eating for 2 days, you can still think. But if you haven't been sleeping for 2 days, you can't think anymore. At least I can't. Maybe some others can. Oh, where is it again? I think it's this one. Oh, no, this one. This is a great place here. Oh, there it is. So, there you go. I've been sleeping here a lot of times here. The animals know me. It's a good energy here. It's like a little home, look. It's like the OK Corral, I don't know, a little corral here. So, yeah. There's better energies here than, you know, sleeping where these evil things, these evil doers, you know, they've been having their castles and, you know, and their rituals. In the forest it's nice, no trees, as long as they haven't been doing evil things. Yeah? And usually it's there where they build something, you know, castle, Templars commandery, the satanic bowl in the middle of nowhere. But this is quite okay, it's peaceful here. Doesn't look like it, but it really is. Yeah. Well, good night to you all.